Amen. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning and for the word which you have given to us to speak. And Lord, we know that you are doing something for us. And it's just wonderful to have the mind of God, which is what the prophet had. So Lord, we just ask that you would bless us today as we read further about the World Council of Churches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Cindy, it's good to see you. So, you know, down's here in another dimension. So, anyway, I'd just like to mention this morning that I received an email from Sister Heidi with a quote. And I think it's interesting that a couple weeks ago, I read from Revelation 13 and verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. Now notice, this is another beast, and it comes up out of the earth where no people are, which is the United States. It is the number 13, and 13 is 13 stars, 13 stripes, and in his flag, and there are 13 colonies. Well, you know, I put up this picture here of the buffalo over the United States, but I didn't say anything about it. And I was going to use this faded one over on the right side. It's on the right side. And then I thought, no, I'll use the colored one, showing, you know, that because my thinking was that, you know, he looked like a lamb. But see, when the Bible says it looks like, it's not saying it is. It looks like, okay? So, well, guess what? Some people thought I've been preaching conspiracy theories, you know, and but I have only said what the prophet said. Now, from the mark of the beast, he said, now, if I can just find the place where the 11th verse, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, not out of the water, out of the earth, then the thickness and multitudes of people is water. Then this is where there was no people, the United States. And we had two horns like a lamb, two horns like a lamb, not a lamb. What is it? It's our American buffalo. So you see, he said exactly what we had actually put the picture up, and not knowing that he had said it, but knowing that it looked like a lamb because it's woolly, you know, and it has horns, but it's a beast. And see, it's kind of related to a cow. It's not really a cow. A cow is a beast of burden, but this beast is, you know, the buffalo. So anyway, so he says it's our American buffalo. So that's Brother Branham. That is the word of God. That is a prophet of God. That is not a conspiracy theory. Now, I know people were mad at me for mentioning Fauci and Bill Gates, but, you know, they're just two devils in disguise. And their disguise is, you know, the kind old priest type of thing. And so whenever you get a person who really puts on the dog, you know, I have to be wary of them, because it's not normal to be that kind. You know, he would be talk so soft and everything else. And you have to be leery of those people. So anyway, sure, see, here is two horns like a lamb, but then what did he do? He had freedom of religion first. He acted like a lamb. He spoke like a lamb. But remember, he never did become an old ram. Okay? He was a lamb. This country is only 150 years old. You know that. Just a lamb. And then he spake like a dragon, and he exercised all the power, the first beast before him, and the red dragon, and caused all that was in the earth, that dwelt upon the earth, to worship the beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Look, and he does great wonders. So to make him a fire come down out of heaven, the atomic bomb and hydrogen, smart, intelligent nation and so forth, deceiving the nations by these things. So I thank Sister Heidi for her studies and for her diligence to follow up, you know, in the translation work. Now, this quote was sent to me this morning, as I mentioned, by Sister Heidi, showing you I have been right in the same mindset as the prophet, okay? So now let's look to begin our study this morning. Now, we're going to be studying again, on the World Council of Churches. And Brother Branham said from the book of Exodus, here not long ago they made a proclamation that you couldn't shout no more. And, you know, they made the same proclamation in Congo. I had brothers in Congo write to me and say, you know, our nation, we're not allowed to shout anymore. We're not allowed to sing loud anymore. You know, and I said, well, that's a problem with you African people, is that you like to make your voices known, which is fine. And you take a few quotes from the prophet that he talks about, you know, there won't, you know, he said, if you don't like noise, you won't be up there. But the thing is, when you're in a neighborhood, you have to be careful. You know, they don't have sealed walls like we have, and they don't have, you know, the church is not basically isolated. It's open, okay? And they were singing too loud, so they actually came up with voice or with sound regulations, and they couldn't sing anymore. And I said, well, I said, now you're going to have to do what the prophet said. When you come to church, you shouldn't be singing, you know, songs that, you know, just shouting everything else. You should be singing songs that make you meditate, you know, in your soul. Well, so Brother Brown says here not long ago, they made a proclamation that you couldn't shout anymore. And all these things was going to try to pass it in Congress. Said they stopped at the doors. And every people that didn't belong to a certain denomination, when the Confederation of Churches united and going in now in the form to form the Mark of the Beast for this nation, this would, when they all confederated themselves together, they were going to pull every door shut and shut every door, and they will do something. And everybody that don't belong to a certain denomination that's in this Confederation of Churches will have to take the mark. Well, I just wanted to let you know, you know, I just put up the picture there so, you know, the church closed until further notice. Well, you see, many churches in this nation closed because of COVID. All right? They shut them down. Not only this nation, but almost every nation. I mean, Trudeau was famous for shutting down the churches and making statements that they should remain shut. And we have even churches in this nation that don't have a religious service since COVID. So, you know, that's really a striking indictment, knowing what the prophet said, and they go ahead and do it anyway. So, anyway, and doing so, when they think that they'll stop all this stuff, like divine healing and all these things, that the churches don't accept, but they'll never do it. You can't do it. God's church will move on just as sure as it were. So he said they won't do it. Well, you know, see, this church never closed down. Now, you know, we thought it was kind of ridiculous that the government was getting involved with religious worship and saying, oh, you know what, you should wear a mask and you should sit every 6 feet apart. And in fact, you shouldn't even have church service. But, you know, and you can't assemble. And, you know, even though, you know, it's okay for BLM to go out or, you know, go out and burn down buildings and have these big, huge gatherings, you know, they're okay. But you're coming to worship God? No, forget it. You know, we don't believe in God anyway, so you're going to do what we say. Well, you know what? A true Christian says nonsense to that. A true Christian says, I am going to worship God after the dictates of my heart. A true Christian, anybody with common sense, okay, says, okay, let's look at the mask. All right? The mask, the doctors, the true doctors will tell you that trying to contain a virus with a mask is like putting a cyclone fence on your yard and keeping out mosquitoes. I mean, it's just so stupid. And then yet you see people drive down the street with a mask on, and they're driving down the street, and they're the only one in the car. Or you see people walking down the street, and they're walking out in public, and they got a mask on. Those people are retarded. Okay? You know, you might get mad at me for saying these things, but listen, it's about time that all of you say those things. Because if the voice of America is silent on these things, and so if the voice of America had not been silent, if everybody would have stood up and held their ground and said, forget it, you're not doing that, they wouldn't have done it. But they'll push you as far as they can push you. Well, it's time to start pushing back. It's time to start raising your voice in the elections and everything else, just raising your voice and let it be known that you're not going to take it any longer. All right? Now, and if you don't believe that God will watch over you, then, you know, I'm sorry for you as a Christian. You're pretty sorry excuse for a Christian. So, they tried that before, fed them to the lions and burned them at the stake, but God's church moved on just the same. Amen. All right? Said, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So, showed all the gates of hell would be against it, and the powers of hell, but it would never prevail. God will move right on with his church. It always will be that way. So if you're the silent type that wishes to put your head in the sand and hoping that, you know, you'll somehow, you'll make it to the rapture and you'll get out of here without, you know, let me just tell you something. You have absolutely no idea what God is doing. You don't. Now, I'll get into Brother Don next week, but just to let you know that we're just going to do that. His funeral won't be until after Thursday sometime. Maybe it will be Thursday, but we don't know. But we do know that the viewing will be on Thursday. So anyway, I told his sons to prepare something for next Sunday. But I already have incorporated into my sermon things about Brother Don and Brother Vail went through and showing that if you are a son of God, don't be like David, okay? You see, when you're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come forth to the world speaking lies, all right, you're born with your parents, have your parents' spirit on you. But when you're born again, God's spirit comes in there. Now, the trouble that we have as Christian people is that sometimes we think that we're doing God a service, but it's not his will. Sometimes those two spirits, the spirit that you're born with and the Holy Spirit, collide. Okay? You're not going to win. I'm sorry. Don't even try. You're not going to win. You have to let go and let God. And as I, I'll just mention it. That, you know, I've been visiting Don and having good conversations in the hospital. And when he was there for 7 weeks, his wife, his two sons told me that, you know, and even his daughter told me that, you know, he's been kind of hard to live with and he suffered a lot, but he's taking it out on staff, the doctors, and even us. So I told Don, I said, listen, I said, you're going about this all wrong. I said, you want to get out of here. Is that right? He said, yes, I do. I said, then why don't you just shut up and just let go and let God? I said, be the sweetest person that you know that you can be, the greatest testimony of a Christian that you can be. And I said, then God is ready for you. But God is not ready to take home someone who's grousing. So he's going to knock it out of you, whether you have to sit in here 8 more weeks or whether you are going to just give up and let go. So he said, okay. Well, then they sent him to a little place, a temporary place, then sent him home. In the meantime, he made up with his wife, his children, and the people. And then he was ready for God to take him home. So what happens? He goes home and he's there for a few days and, you know, he gets sick again. So they take him in and he has troubles and he dies. All right. Now, he was not in any condition. He was too weak to fuss. He was too weak to do anything but just lay there and just take whatever God hands him. And that's what I'm telling you is once you let go of your disposition and let God get your thoughts on him, not your illnesses, you will either be taken home or you will be healed. You know, people can have attitudes that cause them to prolong their illness. But if they apologize to everybody they have hurt and get right with God. Listen, we had a brother overseas who did the same thing, and I won't go into detail, but once he made right with everybody, God healed of prostate cancer. So I just want you to know that some of the things that you might do when you're in that condition are not good. Some of the things you might do when you're in a backslidden condition are not good. And you say, well, you know, the Bible says, you know, that these kind of people won't be in the kingdom of heaven. But when you turn it all over to God and get right with everyone, you know, that you've hurt, and God heals you, that tells me you're a son of God. Brother Bram said, if you're not, he'd just take you home, you know, if you're a son of God, he'd take you home, but he said he'll heal you. And so when we see that God says, okay, you now have won back my mercy and my favor. I'm going to touch your body and heal you. And the person had prostate cancer, which was bleeding, and went to the doctor after he had made all those things right. And now the bleeding went away. His cancer went away. I have a note from the doctor. It's in their language, but he says this man, he said he can only have been healed by God because he's not completely, there's not a sign of it left in his body. So I want you to know that when you, you know, if you think this is a conspiracy theory, you are deadly wrong. Not only deadly wrong, but, you know, you're missing the mercy of God. Okay? These are not conspiracy theories. They are facts. All right? So anyway. All right. From the first seal, he said, this is Satan Superman with education, with wisdom, with church theology of his own making, and he rides his white denominational horse to deceive the people. And he will conquer every religion of the world, every religion of the world. In other words, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever they are, Taoists, every religion of the world. Because they're all going into the Confederation of Churches and the World Confederation of Churches. And they already got their buildings built and everything setting right in line. There ain't no one left. Every denomination's stuck right into it, the Federation of Churches. And what's backing it? Rome. And the Pope's now crying, we're all one. Let's come together and walk together. Now, isn't it prophetic to say what Pope Francis just said about walking together? He said walking, praying, and working together. And that was a motto of Pope Francis' visit to the World Council of Churches in Geneva, Switzerland on June 21st of this year. All right. From Jehovah Jireh, Brother Branham said, found out Jesus said, let the weeds and the wheat grow together. The angel will come and bind up the tares and burn them first, and it's binding time now. Every one of them is going into the Confederation of Churches, all the denominations. That's right. That's right. World League, Council of Churches, every denomination's pulling right into it. The big things going on. All of them coming back to Rome, just as they promised, an image made unto the beast, the power, a confederation of churches, just exactly what God said would come to pass. And then from the spoken word as original seed, he said, all right, I predict that the two denominational groups, Pentecostal and Evangelical, will work together in a denomination, will unite themselves together, and will become a member, all of them, of the Federation of the Council of Churches, or the Council of Churches. They already belong to it. They already belong to it, all of them. And there will come through them a forcing or a boycott that'll stop everything but what belongs to that union of churches. That's what the Bible said, that there would be a boycott even to such a way it would cause people to not buy or sell unless they had received the mark of the beast, which is Romanism, and the image of the beast, which is Protestantism. That the image, the beast had power, authority to give the image life to speak, and it did. And that's the confederation of churches when they confederate themselves together. Now, from the seal of God, he said, and now you watch just about the time the Antichrist is holding itself up now and taking all the churches, even our Pentecostal, into the big morgue up here, you know, the union of churches. You understand where I mean. I understand some of our Pentecostal organizations is getting into that. How far away from the Spirit of God can you get when you start wandering? Just slip off that narrow road and you'll just keep sliding. That's right. You got to come back to where you left off. That's right. A confederation of churches which will form the image of the beast. And we all know what that is. See, there it is. Now, notice there's a picture of the Pope with a Pentecostal sister in a Pentecostal church. All right. So, you know, they've already gotten the Pentecostals to go along with the World Council of Churches. Now you say, well, you know, they haven't done so with the oneness Pentecostals. They will. Listen, if you have a pastor and you came from that church and he's into joining up all the churches together, don't you think he's got the same mindset? Don't you think he has a hierarchy? Don't you think he has a Nicolaitan spirit? Well, that Nicolaitan spirit They're all coming together. You know what? They'll vote for the same legislation, which means that they put their I don't want to say imprimatur, but that's a Catholic term. But you know, they'll put their stamp of approval with what the people are doing. All right. Now, from Israel in Egypt, he says, then Joseph was sold for almost 30 pieces of silver by his brothers. The Jewish church betrayed Joseph. Today, what is in this church? A betrayal. They're getting documents. They're going to try to have now you just keep this on your mind. They're going to have a confederation of churches. The Churches of Christ of America is already confederating with all their churches, and they're going to have a band here someday that'll shut out to fight communism, which will hook up with Catholicism. They've already done that. You know, I showed you the Pope. Here's a picture of the Pope. He's got the arm and the sickle. And you know, it's interesting, but there was a man who was his name was Armand. The brand of Armand Sickle or Armand Hammer, yes. And anyway, so the Armand Hammer and it's in gold. Oh, just a minute. That is just so. How do you have a gold Armand Sickle? Okay. I mean, isn't communism have nothing to do with materialism and capitalism? What's a gold Armand Sickle doing in the hands of the Pope, given to him by a communist? Well, because Brother Branham said, the Churches of Christ of America has already confederating with their churches, and they're going to have a band here someday that'll shut out to fight communism, which will hook up with Catholicism, with the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church together, and the interdenominational who stand for the truth and get away from the dogma, and they will be persecuted. Now, right before that, he said, the Catholic Church would join together with communism. So, all right. Now, and brother, if that's not in there, you will be deceived as sure as the world, because it'll look so nice. This is a whole thing. See, the guy in, and I'm just kind of targeting you sisters, he came out of the Oneness Pentecostal Church, and just say, he's so nice. All right. He's just nice to everybody. He's so nice that everybody wants, hey, we'll buy your building. We'll have our denomination over here, and we'll have our denomination over here, and we'll have our denomination over here. And guess what? I'm the bishop. Now I've become a bishop. Now I've become a pope. Now I've become the big dog. Okay. That's exactly the same spirit that's in Catholicism. All right. But it'll look so nice. And you'll say, now, if communism made for the world, why, let us make another agreement and bring all the Christians together and Christianize the world back. And look so good, the people will jump into it. They'll confederate the churches and try to make Christianity one unit. And the Bible said in Revelation that he gives power and everything, that he made an image unto the beast and exercised all the power of the beast before him. Now look at. So if you have the beast of Revelation 17, and you have the beast rise up out of the ground, this one's nations, multitudes, and tongues. This one is, it's an international one. This one is from the ground, the earth, the United States. Now, this one's going to make an image of this one. What's the image? It's Nicolaitanism. What's Nicolaitanism? You have a hierarchy. You have people answering to a bishop, to a archbishop, to, the head honcho, so that's what God hates, okay? Now we've made an image unto the beast. There we've got it. Confederation, every denomination in it. It's not uncertain sound. It gives a real true sound. It's a certain sound. Now, from the Acts of the Holy Spirit, he said, I believe one of these glorious days when this united confederation of church goes together and the new pope is brought out of the United States and put over there according to prophecy. Now, he didn't say he would be an American citizen. He said sometime he would be in America. And then once that pope who's in America is put over there according to the prophecy, then they'll form an image like unto the beast, and I tell you, the true church of God will be drove together. Now, what's happening today? All right. You have communism has merged with Catholicism under Pope Francis. God has to remove Pope Francis. Why? Because he needs to join Catholicism with the World Council of Churches to fight communism. They're going to fight everything he did. They're going to fight this LGBT. They're going to fight all this other stuff. You see, LGBT is a tool in the hands of the communists. Okay? Putin said, we used to be that way. We used to have our LGBT. We used to be, but he said, under Stalin and stuff. But he said, now we're a Christian nation. I'm a Christian, he said. Well, isn't that funny? Because Biden would never admit it. Okay? The people in Washington, D.C. are fighting Christianity. All right? So it's a reversed role. Now, they are going to destroy Rome, which we should have done 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And all these little boys and girls would have been safe from so-called priests, which are nothing but a bunch of deviants. Okay? The real true Bible believers out of the Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, whatever they will be, will go together and be cemented by the love of God that'll make the body of the Lord Jesus Christ all the believers. And the agnostics, that's yes, Washington, D.C., the agnostics, and shallow-minded, that's the liberal, that's the progressives. You talk about a shallow mind. You know, you give them a regular mental test, and every one of them would flunk it. They come up with, look, they do stuff that is totally mind blowing, because their mind is blown. The only true mind, people that have a true mind are those that have the mind of Christ, okay? So, agnostics and shallow minded will be cast to one side. They'll go right on into the confederation of churches. Now. From, again, the world, again, falling apart. The people wants that kind of a system, though. They're going to get it. They're already in it right now. The World Council of Churches will give them just what they want, every one of them together. How these Pentecostals can sit in these conventions and get in the Vatican and write a circulated letter and say, the most spiritual things that I ever said when I sat beside Pope so-and-so and be a Pentecostal and know how, the whole thing's dead. It's corrupted. It's gone. They're right back in the Confederation of Churches where it belongs. Exactly. Now, I'm going to show you a letter later on and where one of the Pentecostal ministers wrote a circulated letter, and he said what a blessing it was to stand there with the Pope. Good grief. You know, he's absolutely, you know, I mean, I think his mouth is bigger than his brain. And when you see his picture, you'll understand. Kenneth Copeland, anybody ever see him smile? You know, he could swallow your head, okay? So, you know, I guess that's not nice, but you know what? I don't care. I really don't care because he's not really nice. He's leading the people to their death, and he thinks he's leading them to, you know, a greater time, okay? When Dathan stood there and said, don't you people think that man takes too much on his own hands. He's trying to tell us what to do. Why in the multitude of many, there's counsel, there's safety. Why we all ought to get together and solve this thing out. But there was a message of God vindicated his message. We don't have to ask somebody else something about this message that we're preaching. It's wrote here in the Bible and proves that it's right. Now see, that's why I'm sorry, but I have very, very little things that I say that are my own from this pulpit. Basically, I just say, tell you what the prophet said and what the Bible said, showing that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let all things be established. So, do we have to go out and say, now you Catholic, what should we do about this? We'll join the Confederation of Churches. We'll find out. We'll get together with them, brethren, and see how they built their great groups. See, that's what it's all about. See how they built their great groups. What do you think's happening? He's building a group here, a group here, a group here, and then they're all part of the same thing. Guess what? He just increased his tithe to manyfold, okay? All right. So we need to join the heavenly band, the Pentecostal power, be lifted up in the heavenly places. We don't need those things. Well, see, you see a picture of Kenneth Copeland, Pentecostal leader, with the Pope. Now, I'm going to show you a letter that he wrote. from 7 weeks of Daniel. Now you Protestants say, well, now that's it. But just a minute. We find out that the Protestants has an organization and makes a confederation of churches, an image to the beast, to go right with them. And we find out here that the Jews are called in on this confederation. Yes, sir. And they agree. And the Bible said they did. So, all right. Now, this is a picture of Kenneth Copeland reports in about his meeting with Pope Francis from 2014. That's 9 years ago. Okay. Brother Copeland just returned from his trip to Vatican, which included a visit with Pope Francis. Here's what he had to say about his meeting with the Pope. So you see, you know, we have Kenneth Copeland and all these people that are Pentecostals and stuff. And he was the guy that kind of got them together, wearing his back collar. And then about a few weeks after this, he was actually taken out. He was riding his motorcycle in the UK, and he was killed. All right, now, it says, I am so blessed what Jesus asked the Father in John 17:21, that we may all be one in him. This is what Kenneth Copeland is saying. It's finally coming to pass. So they're looking at the scriptures in a wrong way. They're looking for the signs in a wrong way. They're completely, look over here, look over here, look over here, and right over here is what's going on. We're looking at what's happening right here. They're looking at what's happening or supposed to happen. They think what's supposed to happen because of the theology. Oh, we're all going to be one together. They don't realize it's one in the same word, one with the same mind. All right? So, that we all may be one in him. It's finally coming to pass. Pope Francis is a man filled with the love of Jesus. Yeah, right. And my hog, I don't got any hogs, but you know, my brother-in-law used to have hogs. Yeah, they all are full of Jesus too, right? Give me a break. Now, all eight of us are in our meeting together with him. We're moved by the strong presence of the Holy Spirit, and our love for one another was strengthened beyond measure. Oh yes, and I forgot to tell you that, you know, I had, anyway, I won't say it. Like I said, I am so blessed. What a time to be a believer. Kenneth Copeland, wow. Isn't that fantastic? Doesn't that inspire you? Oh, good grief. Listen, there's a picture of priests. They attend a vigil led by Pope Francis ahead of Pentecost Sunday at the Vatican in this June 8, 2019 file photo. Photo zoomed during exposure. Pope Francis encouraged Catholic Pentecostal dialogue in a message marking the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Commission of Catholic Pentecostal Dialogue. 50 years they've been doing it, and Brother Branham said it 60 years ago they would do it. So since he's been gone, they've been doing it. All right. Pope encourages Catholic Pentecostal Dialogue. All right. Then we see this other piece of news. July 12th, 2022, by the Catholic News Service. Catholic News Service filed under, et cetera, feature news in Vatican, World News, Vatican City. The more Catholic and Pentecostals understand each other and bear witness to Jesus, call for his disciples to be one, the more effective they can be in sharing the gospel, Pope Francis said. So in other words, they're Jesus because they have another Jesus, and the Pentecostals have another Jesus because they have a Trinitarian Jesus. And so they're all preaching the same other Jesus. And Paul said, if you preach the other Jesus, you're lost. You're cursed. All right? But they're doing it. Now, for 70 weeks of Daniel, continued, Brother Brown said, he makes a covenant with them. And in the midst of the 70th week, he breaks the Antichrist, breaks his covenant with the Jews, thy people. Why? Now, when you read in Revelation 11, I'll send, that's 11. You're coming over towards 19 now, that he will send his two prophets and they'll prophesy in that time. And then they'll get angry with these prophets and actually kill them. Why are they going to kill them? Because they're giving you the word of God straight. Oh, it's conspiracy. They'll call it conspiracy theory. Listen, we won't be here for that, but I will guarantee they'll call it a conspiracy theory when the two prophets are wreaking havoc, okay? Now, they'll get angry with those prophets and actually kill them. Is that right? And their dead bodies shall lay in the spiritual street called Sodom and Gomorrah, where our Lord was crucified, Jerusalem. Why did they crucify Jesus? Guess what? Ding, ding, ding. Because they hated him. Because they got angry with him. They said, he makes himself God. Well, it was God in flesh. But, you know, they say, well, he makes himself equal because he says he's the Son of God. Well, you know what? Just because you say you're the Son of God doesn't, you know, their idea of God is wrong because they couldn't understand he had a son. Just like the oneness Trinitarians say, he's not the Son of God. He's God the Son. So he's God. No, he's not God. I'm sorry, he's not God. He's the Son of God. Just like you are a son of God and daughter of God. And you got the Holy Ghost. He had it without measure. You have it with measure. Okay. So, a tenth part of the city, and after that, 3 days and nights, the Spirit of life will come into them and they'll be raised up and go into glory. Now, doesn't the Bible say if the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus dwells in you, you'll be raised up? Okay, so a tenth part of the city fell at that time. Is that right? See, what is that in the middle of this last 70 years? Okay. From Revelation chapter 4, part 3, throne of mercy and judgment, he says, now, in Revelation 15, the remnant of the woman's seed, which was the tribulation saints that went through the tribulation, was found, look, standing on this sea. It was filled with fire, blood, red blazes licking forth, and the fire of God. They had gotten the victory over the beast, Rome, over his number, over the letter of his name, and over his image, the Confederation of Churches, and had come out. And through the preaching of Moses and Elijah, these two prophets that will appear to Israel to pull out this group of people, those tribulation period saints, back in that time that'll be brought in, and see that the church is done raptured now, but remember, the wife is on the throne. Okay, the tribulation period lived in the kingdoms and out and brought all of her kings and her honor and glory into the city. As we get into Revelation 22, you'll see it. Now, okay, I said a lot there, but we are going to be gone. But this is for the Jews, all right? Those 144,000 that will become Christian, they'll actually become Christians, and not these denominational Christian Jews today, so-called, that believe in three gods, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But these will be real genuine Christians who believe in God, and he had a son. Okay, now, from the 10 virgins, he said, now let's make an image unto the beast. And over in this country, they made an image, a confederation, denomination together. The Nicolaitans getting together and denominated themselves. Now, I've got a picture of the Archbishop Kirill up here, and he spoke to all the African leaders. There was 49 out of the 54 African countries. There was 49 present. And so he spoke to them and he told them that we are in a fight for family and for church. And so for family and church, he said, we've got to fight this LGBT. We've got to fight this sodomite agenda by the United Nations. So they are gathering all of those denominations across Africa, and the Catholics in Russia, the Eastern Orthodox, you know, Church, and the Greek Orthodox Church, and all these Orthodox churches, and they're fighting LGBTism, okay, which is a communist plot to destroy, you know, America by destroying the family, by destroying the unit, okay? He says, and the Nicolaitans getting together, denominating themselves, and finally will unite this brotherhood, not come in as Catholics. All right? That's what he said. Not come in as Catholic. That is exactly what is happening in the Russian meeting with African leaders this past week in Russia. The patriarch of the Russian Catholic Church, which is called the Russian Orthodox Church, which claims to be the original Catholic Church, got up and he spoke to the African leaders to join together to fight the West and their LGBT agenda, which they oppose. So Brother Branham says, finally we'll unite this brotherhood, come in as, not come in as Catholics, but they'll be united as a brotherhood to try to stamp out communism. Well, guess what? Where's communism coming from? It's not coming from Russia. They're Christian. Isn't that strange? They're coming from the United States and Europe, which are communist inspired, okay? And the Bible said that God raised up communism and get revenge upon the nations for what they've done to the children of God. Exactly right, he said. And they give their power and everything to the beast for 1 hour and to revenge the people and the blood that they have shed. And when that atomic bomb or whatever it is will strike the Vatican City, the Roman hierarchy will be no more. Okay. So a piece of the action will be gone, which is Romanism. All right. Notice, I mean, there'll still be Romanism. There'll still be Catholic churches that just don't have cardinals. Okay. So notice this is him, and he's up there. He's giving speech at, you can see hundreds of people here. If I could blow up the picture bigger, you see hundreds of, African delegates, sitting in front. And of course he was addressing them. So the Moscow Patriarch of Russian Orthodox Church, which is Catholic Church, is one of the speakers to the African leaders. Okay. And in her was found the blood of every martyr that ever was killed in the world. There she is, and here's the image to it, a confederation of churches. Won't be long till we have to close some doors out yonder, that's right, and neither take a denominational mark, and we'll close the doors, that's right. Well, we know better than that. Now, I had mentioned up here that the Nicolaitans get together and denominate themselves. So you see, they're not getting together under Trinitarianism. So this guy will find out, oh, that's not about Trinitarianism. It's about coming together and having an organization and making things better. I like that. I like that because now I can be a big shot. I can be even a bigger big shot because maybe now we'll go international with it. Okay? So it's all getting the Nicolaitan spirit of these ministers in the World Council of Churches and the Catholic Church on the same page, okay? Now, so what are we looking at is USA has become communist and Russia has become a Christian nation. The roles have reversed. This is, again, the picture of the African ministers meeting. Now, we see a picture here. It looks like gold, but it's not. You know what it is? It's uranium. Now, one of the African nations, which is Niger, said that they will cut off selling their uranium and gold, which are its two biggest products, from selling any longer to France and the West. Now, the West cut off Russian gas and used uranium to heat its population during the cold winter months. So you are looking at no heat in the cold winter months, which are coming up this year. Because what they do, well, you know what? We don't need Russia's pipeline. We don't need their gas. We don't need this and that. We've got uranium. And guess what? They don't get uranium anymore from Niger. These people are stupider than stupid is, you know, than dumb and dumber. I mean, honestly. So you are looking at no heat in their cold winter ahead. Okay. Wood won't do it. There won't be enough trees. I mean, you're going to see Europe like Ireland, you know, after one winter, and it's going to be blank of all trees. So this is a picture here now of the French atomic power plants. There's 20 some power plants in France alone. Okay. It heats up the entire nation with power from uranium of all things. And Niger says, hey, you're getting uranium from us. You're not getting it anymore. You see, there had to be a reason why Macron wanted to go to the meetings in Africa and meet with the African leaders about Brexit. Because, hey, they know that he was there to spy them out. He is a product of the deep state. He is sold out completely. And you know what? His nation is going to freeze this winter. I hope you're all sitting in a nice, warm place, because they're not going to be. They're going to be cold, okay? Now, from the Thyatirian church age, make an image to her. What would it be? Just what they're doing right now, just exactly moving up in this confederation of churches. All of the churches belong to this organization, all go into one group. Now, they're getting a Bible, and Pope John has invited them all back, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, that's England, all going around. First thing you know, the whole thing right back to Mammy because they're harlots to begin with. See? They say, well, we'll all join together in one big cause to fight communism. Now, see, at this time that he's speaking of, which is 1960, if you notice the other quotes were in the 50s, where he says the Catholic Church will join communism, but now he's saying in the 60s, wait a minute, they're all going to fight communism. They're all going to fight communism. The world, the Catholic Church, and, well, how are you going to fight communism when Pope Paul is in charge and he's communist? You got to get rid of Pope Paul. So you watch for Pope Paul to retire or to be taken out of the way. It has to come. You watch for Joe Biden to be taken out of the way because he's communist. You watch for the Catholic and the World Council of Churches to take charge in the next election. Just mark my words, okay? Watch for it to happen because a vindicated prophet of God said the Catholics would join together with the World Council of Churches to fight communism. How are they going to fight communism when the mark of the, I mean, when the image of the beast is Catholic? When, you know, which is the United States, the beast, okay? And when the Catholic Church is Catholic because they got Pope Paul in there. So they're going to have something revolutionary take place. And you're going to see the removal of Pope Paul, and you're going to see the removal of Biden. They're already starting to find evidence against him. And the, you know what? Our mainstream media is already starting to speak about this evidence. And you know what? They're already starting to pick apart all of these indictments against Trump because, you know, like in True News, they ran a montage, 20 minutes of Democrats saying the same thing he said. And they're going to say, wait a minute now. See, after the election was stolen, 2022, we knew it would because we saw the Catholic Church would get involved and they did it. He was put out. He tried umpteen amount of times to have a court case, and all of the court cases were thrown out. Well, guess what? Now they have to have them. Because why? Because he didn't come with the court cases. They came with them against him. So by coming against him, now it allows him to show all the evidence as his evidence for saying the election was stolen. He gets to show, who's the pillow guy? Do you remember the pillow guy? And all, he had all kinds of videos showing the packets were going out of America, coming back in different packets and everything else. So, you know, all this evidence gets now, guess what? Gets to be shown. And guess where it's going to be shown? It's going to be shown at the Supreme Court level. And then the Supreme Court level is going to say, you know what? Trump was our right president. He was stolen from. These trials, by Democrats are nothing but political. You watch for it all to happen. But guess what? It also brings with it the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. And, you know, like Trump used to have people lay hands on him and pray. And we thought, hey, finally, you know, at least we got a guy that believes the Bible. Well, he don't believe the Bible. You know, he said he could end up in Jerusalem for all he knows. He was given a crown, you know, by the Jews. So what's the next thing? He could become the leader of, you know, I mean, if it goes that way, he would become the leader of, but he won't go that way. I don't think it will. I think they'll be shot down. And if he doesn't get shut down, he'll be gone anyway. So, but us, we're not fooled. All right. The Catholic Church and the Protestant churches have to come together. All right. So we're just waiting for that time to take place. So from the image, from a Thyatiran church, he said image to her, what would it be? We'll all join together in one big cause to fight communism, okay? And don't you know that God raised up communism? I can prove it by the Bible. And even put in their minds of them to avenge the saints of the blood that they had shed upon the earth. God ordained communism just the same as he did King Nebuchadnezzar to chastise Israel. He raised up communism, and someday shall blow Rome plumb off the map. That's exactly what God said. So that's right. I'm against communism. It's anti-God. Sure it is. But don't you place much sense in the Iron Curtain, but watch that purple curtain. Read the Fox's Book of Martyrs and you'll see that it's right. Okay, now. Remember, communism back then was synonymous with Russia and Russia only. Then China got on the bandwagon in the 60s and they went communist. But today, it's America. It's honeycombed throughout America. The prophet said it was. Putin gave a speech the other day, and in it, he spoke of the ills of communism and all the terrible things Stalin and the Marxists did. He spoke of how they took motherhood away and family away and brought in the killing of innocent children, abortions, and homosexuality, and what we have now is the LGBT XYZ craze, and he said it's not a new thing. We've had that under communism. And, of course, we all remember the Soviet Union and how godless it was and how the women athletes looked like men and took male steroids to make them more competitive in the Olympics, and they would lose their femininity, etc. And he said, under the guise of being progressive, they did all these things. But he said, we've gone away from those evil things. But notice that Russia will nuke the Catholic Church. But by then, we have an image of the beast that is just as bad. Now, from the Smyrnian Church Age. And now at the end of this age, it's predicted here that it had come to a Laodicean, a lukewarm. Now, here it is. Why is this saying here brought them to this? Why would we want that down in Pentecost? And you know the Bible said there'd be a beast. And we know that that's the Roman papacy. That's exactly right. And then why would they form an image of the beast? What is an image? Something made like it. And that's the Confederation of Churches, the Pentecostals is in it. It had come to a time where you either belong to an organization or you can't keep your doors open. Now, you see, if that isn't true, that's the reason we pound it to death. Yes, sir. They even go lower than that. They'll go to stick you so bad till you won't let you buy or sell, lest you've got that organizational mark on you. It brings it right in. Now, listen, we have not seen the end to the passport issue. It is only waiting better legislation, but we'll have it. And it won't be the Catholic Church you will have to worry about. It will be her image. All the Protestant denominations, including the Pentecostal churches. Last week, Dr. Mercola and his CEO and the CFO and all of their wives and their children, and guess what? Their grandchildren were told they could never open up an account with, which bank was that?
Chase
Bank, okay? The week before that, Nigel Farage from the UK, who led the Brexit defeat of the globalists, he was debanked. He was canceled from his bank. And we went to 10 different banks, and every one of them said the same thing. I'm sorry, we can't let you have a bank account here. So he says, I'm going to have to go overseas to get a bank account. Now, we are already seeing the social scores manipulate businesses, all right? Manipulate businesses. We see that BlackRock is very strong with their, what's that thing called, EPG or?
ESG.
ESG, and I don't even know what it stands for, but I know what's that?
Environmental, social, and government.
So, and they score each company, and then you get loans based on that score. So Elon Musk cannot get a loan. Elon Musk is, you know, because he's against that system, they've rated him very low. They said, well, you know, he doesn't believe in union, so we're going to put him out of it. So he's fighting them tooth and nail. So, you know, anyway, I'm just letting you know that it's through BlackRock, which is nothing but a communist globalist intervention of businesses, all right? So,
from here, recognizing and acting upon his word, said, see, we're at the end. The carnal world, the carnal church is at its end. Watch how it's heading up in the Confederation of Churches. The United Brethren went with them. The Pentecostals is into it, and all the rest of them organized themselves. Now, I'm really glad that when I get stumped for like a name, you brothers know what it is. It shows me that you're on your toes. You know what's going on. We're all in this together, and we see what the devil is doing, okay? Now, from the spoken word is the original seed. Oh, it's such a wonderful message. 6 hours. It's just, Brother Bram talks a lot about it. But anyway, Moab did the same thing. He came down here, and he taught the children of Israel, said, now, looky here, friends. Now, that's the same thing they've done in Pentecost. Now, look. Now, looky here. Aren't we all the same? Don't we believe the same God? We're all the same. The children of Moab was Lot's daughters. See, that whole bunch skate down there, still a hair in the biscuit. See, there they are, gaggy. I like that word, gaggy. You know, what's gaggy to you? LGBT, sodomite agenda. It's gaggy. See, they was up there. See, they didn't have the word LGBT back then, so all they could say was gaggy. All right. And they had, why, she said, now looky here. You know, he's talking about the Moabites. Well, guess what? They were the product of an incestuous relationship, Lot and his daughter. So, you know, that's why he says gaggy. That's because that's what they were. See, they was up there and they said, and they had, why, she said, now looky here, you know, we're all the same. How many knows that that was Lot's children? See, sure, from their own daddy, adultery. And he said, now, we're all the same. You know, you Methodists and you Baptists, we Presbyterians and all, why, sure, we want some of your oil. We're all the same. And what did they do? They married among them, and that's what Pentecost did to the Protestants. Now, listen, just stop here just a minute. Doesn't the Bible say that an adulterous relationship that brings forth a child is a bastard child, and he's to be put out of the congregation for 10 generations? So Lot children were Moabites. The Moabites said, we're all united together. Don't we sing out of the same hymn book? Don't we do all the same things? Aren't we like you? No, they're bastard born. And that's what Pentecost did to the Protestants. She married in the Federation of Churches. She denominated herself. And where is she? Just exactly like Israel was. Put away for both spiritual fornication and literal fornication. God refused her from then on. So, a fornication. Why? Because 10 generations. Okay? Now, from hearing and recognizing and acting upon the word. But the church carnal, the Esau church, she's come to her end. What's she doing? Heading up in the Federation of Churches. Well, finally join with Romanism to fight Catholicism. He corrects himself here. Or with Catholicism to fight communism. See, here's a beautiful thing about this. This is 1960. He says, no, it's not really Romanism. It's not really those people in the Vatican. But they are Catholic. So the Catholics will join up to fight communism. They'll join up with the World Council of Churches. Guess what? I think I might just be the Roman Catholic Church of Russia, the Roman Orthodox Church. He's the one talking. He's the one uniting the brethren, so to speak. Pope John is calling for all the churches to come back, and they will. And they'll unite themselves together just exactly what thus saith the Lord. You said, wait a minute, Brother Branham, you're getting off the line. In other words, you're a conspiracy theorist. They didn't use those words in those days, but they're using them today just to put you in your place. Well, they don't put me in my place. I say conspiracy facts because they are conspiring. They are. If two people conspire to do something, aren't they conspiracies? Well, it's them that are conspiracy theorists. No, it's them that are conspiracy factuals. Okay? Now, if I am, God wrote his Bible off the line. You have to be Micaiah on this case. And who is Micaiah? A fivefold prophet who echoed what Elijah said would take place. I guess we're Micaiah. All of us. Okay? Why are not we a denomination? One of these days, old mother is going to say, you know what? After all, honey, we're both the same. And you know what it is then? The Confederation of Churches are going to all unite together as they are now. And you know what's going to happen to a little group like this? You're going to pay for it, boys. That's exactly right. But don't worry, the Lamb shall overcome him, for he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and God will go to leading his church instead of a denomination. He'll pour out that golden oil of the Holy Ghost upon the church, brother. Fire will fall from heaven with signs and wonders, will take place like you never seen before. Yes, sir. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom. Yes, sir. He that endures to the end, there you go. Keep right on down the road. Keep your head towards Calvary. This Bible's right. Don't you worry. Okay. And from Hebrews chapter 5, did you notice that this United States is number 13 in everything she does? You know it was established, 13 colonies. You know the flag of 13 stars in the first. You know everything in the United States does in number 13. Did you know it appeared in the Bible in Revelation 13? Certainly does. The little beast, the lamb that come up out of the water, not thickness and multitudes, not out of the water, but out of the land where there's no one. It had two little horns, civil and ecclesiastical power, and was a lamb, freedom of religion. And after a while, they went together, and he spoke like the dragon and exercised all the power that Rome did before it. That's coming to our nation. Listen, so let me say this. There's nothing good about a buffalo except for it tastes good and its hide. That's it. So you got to kill it first. Then it's good. It's not good while you have it, because it'll go out there, it'll jump your fences, you have to put up higher fences, it'll tear up cars, it'll do everything. But kill it and it's good. Same thing with the World Council of Churches. Kill it and it's good. All right. Now that's coming to our nation. You mark it down. You watch to the Confederation of Churches and the Catholic unite together and watch what takes place. People who follow the pillar of fire, that's us, will certainly have a rough time. But they're ready for the translation at that time. Are you ready for the translation? Amen. Amen. Okay. That's right. And I would like to add, that's us. Just ready to go. For the Lamb will overcome them, said the Bible, and them that followed him, because they were called the chosen and faithful and the elected of God, keeping from getting onto that prophecy now so we can run this on. Okay. Now, from then Jesus came and called. But you know what? Right? Do you enjoy being able to read? Because these are all the prophets. And, you know, I put in red where it's the Bible, but it's all in blue where it's his. Okay? But you know what? Right in this darkest of hours, right when they're making an order in the courts today that all these little preachers outside of the Confederation of Churches is not going to be able to broadcast anymore on the radio, and they're not going to have any television, and they won't let them on there, and what is it? Nothing but petty jealousy. They are trying to stop the message of God. They're trying to keep this from the people. They are ignorant that they're trying to do it. They don't realize what they're doing. But Jesus said it would be a time that they would even kill you thinking they was doing God a service. But brother, the thankful part of it is right in this darkest hour, Jesus has comes along and he's proving himself alive. All right. I think these quotes are just absolutely beautiful. Now, from the beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation, he said, what's it doing? And the devil says, now is my time. He's congregating his forces, Confederation of Churches trying to stop it. Say, they're not nothing but a bunch of noise boxes. There's nothing to them. It's all fanaticism. You see, and here's a liberating a continent, Pope John Paul, and the fall of communism. All right. So it's fanaticism. There's no such a thing as working in the supernatural, and at the same time, the head of the American Medical Association writes a piece in the paper and said, no man's got a right to come into a sick room to minister to the people that don't believe in Almighty God and accept him as his helper. Now, I'm going to stop here just a minute. I have to just stop, because we have a picture here. You see, what happened during the 80s and Pope John Paul, he did fight communism. So the church at that time did fight communism. I just thought of that now. They did make Russia's no longer communism. They're Christian. So the Pope did unite already. It's done. It's a done deal. The Pope John Paul II, went to Poland. He did all this stuff, all those communist nations, Poland, Ukraine, Romania, Lithuania, Hungary, Russia. They're all now Catholic. They're all now Christian nations. So that's already been done. All right. So that's somewhere, there are signs, 86 signs as we go through the escalator and we've seen them all. We've already seen this and we forgot about it. They've already joined. They've already united. Then they turned to communism under Pope Francis. All right. So what I said about the joining together, I'll just have to admit, at this point, we don't see it, but we've already seen where Catholics came against communism, and now we already seen where Catholicism has joined with Catholics. Okay, that's all a done deal. I'm sorry, it's over. I don't even know if we'll get to the election. I think 2023, sometime maybe 2024, we're just going to be gone, and. It's actually good for us, bad for them. But it's all over. It's over. Communism has joined, and the church, as the churches, the World Council has joined right here. That you see the picture there with the Catholic Church. They joined, and you see where they're going to destroy Catholicism. The ones that are Christian turn to Christian. They're going to the same house that this man lived in is going to be cannon fodder. So it's all done. Okay, it's all finessing. So there's no such a thing as working in the supernatural. And at the same time, the head of the American Medical Association writes a piece in the paper and said, no man's got a right to come in to a sick room to minister to the people that don't believe in Almighty God and accept him as his helper. Now, from experiences. Now there's coming a confederation of churches. It's already national. You know it. And your confederation, and there's two great powers are moving in the world. You know what they're without telling you. There's one combination of power, and the other one is Catholicism and communism coming together. Okay, we saw Pope John Paul II. One against Christ, Pope John Paul II fought it. Now we've got Pope Francis coming together. Once again, Christ, the other, the Catholic Church. Those two powers are coming together. Every person in the world is going to be under the obligation to take a side with one or the other. That's when the little Holy Ghost Church will come together. That's when the Hall of the Critics for a long time, and I believe that God is going to hang it in the Hall of Fame one of these days, persecutions. So really, what we've got next is the persecutions. I believe we'll be gone. I believe God's little bride does not get persecuted. We'll be gone. But you have loved ones that will be here for that. So just pray for them that somehow either they get ready or God takes them home. Takes them off the scene so they don't have to go through that. Okay? Now, is your life worthy of the gospel? But if I do the works, you believe the works if you can't believe me. And when you see it, clearly cut and made manifest. Now the time has come that she rejects it. Then she's bored in the ear with an awl. Then she'll never hear it. Now she takes herself to the Confederation of Churches to go right in to take the mark of the beast. Now I just have a picture up here of false teachers and I can say amen to that. And there's quite a few of them and they're all the big shots in America. And of course we see the Pope with his golden calf scheme. So now. From sign of his coming. You all know what the picture is. It's the voice of God. Well, they own the Bram Tabernacle. Well, guess what? There's too many people that came to hear Joseph, so the government shut him down. So the Bram Tabernacle is not open to the public, except for if you want to tour it, as a museum. But it's not there for services, okay? Now, what about the voice of God? They haven't publicly had a meeting in 3 years. They're shut down. Now, he says, let's close by saying this, just for a moment. And they say it's not like. They just say that that's not the way God formed it. God wants a big
a great big this and a great big that, and we're going to build $6 million buildings. Oh, guess what? That's what it cost to build it. That picture, $6 million.
And we're going to put this in, and this is that, and preaching the Son of God's coming right away. See, they're all looking down the future. What is it? It's all turned into denomination fodder. Bound in a big bunch of confederation of churches to be burned at the end time. That's what Jesus said. Saw briars and all kinds of things bound in them. That's right. Fuss, carry on, keep a revival out of this country. I challenge a man that challenged me with that word. Anybody else, dispute it and see what happens. Find out what takes place. If you can't stand it, then shut up. That's right. Either come, make right, or do something. Yes, sir. And from then Jesus came. He said, Jesus, come on the scene. But they didn't know it. And I'm sure that that's the fault in many churches today. Jesus is here, but they don't know it. You see, he just said they're looking for Jesus to come. He's already here. They don't know it. They don't realize it. You see, they said, tell us what will be the signs of your being here. So, he was there first, right? Then the signs followed. Brother Branham said the signs follow the word. So, it's all done. It's all here. And so we're just seeing the signs that follow his presence, okay? They don't realize it. And in this great hour that we're now living in the day when the nominal world is all bringing themselves together to form the mark of the beast, when the confederation of churches has swallowed them up, all denomination, and in time that when even our full gospel brethren are differing and fussing and fighting and pulling and stewing over this little bitty scriptural difference, and each one separating themselves and getting different and calling disciples, I begin to think it's more for a meal ticket than it is to get souls saved. There you go. It's a meal ticket. Let's join this group over here in Kenwood with our church over here, and this little church up here in Fairfield, and, you know, whatever churches, maybe, you know, we can just join them together, and guess what? We're bigger. We're stronger. And guess what? I'm in charge. I'm in charge of it all. Oh, my, he said to his wife, oh, honey, you know, we've got so much money coming in. I think I'll just buy you this and that and the other. You know, we've got things going the way it just looks like it's just never ending, because now, I mean, we're going to, maybe we'll start going interstate. Like we'll go to Iowa and we'll have churches there too. And we'll go to this state, Kentucky, and we'll go to this state, Indiana. And pretty soon, you know what? They're all just feeding from us. We're making more money. You want a Cadillac? Have a Cadillac. You want this? Have that. You see? That's how they do it. All right? Brother Branham says, so now we see here. These pictures in red are the nations where Christianity is basically being persecuted already. Look at all those nations. Let's take Daniel's vision. That's the word of God. Thou, O Daniel, thou, O King Nebuchadnezzar, this is a head of gold. Babylon, another kingdom, will succeed thee, which is silver, see, which is Medes and Persia. Another one was Greece, Alexander the Great. Next come in Rome. And there wasn't nothing said about a communism. Rome conquered the world. Jesus Christ was born in a Roman kingdom and persecuted. You see, you can't separate Romanism and persecution. All the way through the church ages, they were persecuted. They persecuted anybody that didn't go their way. His first time come here by the Roman kingdom, and his second advent coming now, his message is persecuted by the Roman denominations, which is the mother of them all. And when he returns, he will come back to wipe out that Roman kingdom that the Jews has always looked for him to come and wipe out the Roman kingdom. The Catholic hierarchy will all, with all the denominations in the world right now, coming together as an organization, the Confederation of Churches, organizing themselves together. It isn't Russia, it's Rome. Thus saith the Lord. Now, if he says, thus saith the Lord, that's pretty powerful stuff. All right? Now, the Bible predicts that in the last days that he will trap Catholicism, Romanism, and all those things, and then communism, and all of them together in the Valley of Megiddo here, until there will be such a slaughter among them, until the blood will flow to the horse's bit, the horse's bridle. See, that's in Revelation. That'll be but thanks to God, to the Heavenly Father, I don't think we'll be here. By His grace, we won't. We'll be in glory then. See, that will be right after the two prophets has prophesied in the Battle of Armageddon. Now, I'd just like to stop here just a minute. Years ago, I went to a message believer. He followed Brother Vail, and, you know, he claimed to be a believer, but, you know, we were sitting, and I was down there to preach, and he had this theory. And, of course, he taught it, you know, to his church as doctrine. And he said, you know, I've been doing a lot of calculation, and you see, the Valley of Megiddo is 23 miles square, and, you know, a person has 4 to 5 pints of blood in every person. And so it says the blood would be up to the horse's bridle. And of course the average horse is, you know, we'll just take an average, it's 16 hands. And so, you know, if we take the height of 16 hands, which is, you know, so many feet, times so many pints of blood, you know, then therefore there will be this many people killed in the Valley of Megiddo. And I said, just a minute. I said, it doesn't say that the horse wasn't laying down on his side and the blood came up to the horse's bridle. And all of a sudden, it was just like I popped a bubble and his theory was just out the door. So, you see, these people are so, you know, and I don't call a man stupid, but I just say, why are they talking about black holes and about this and about that? Look, Brother Bram said, we won't be here. So why do I even care about Armageddon? I don't talk about Armageddon. Why should I talk about it? Why should I talk about tribulation period? It has nothing to do with me. All right? Why should I talk about the two prophets? It has nothing to do with me. All right? We're going home. We'll be in glory when that happens. So that's when the Gentile nation gets so wicked. Wow. You think it's wicked now? How much more wicked is going to be when the Holy Ghost takes us out of here and there's no Holy Ghost to hold it back? Just keep on in the confederation of churches and all this come together and God will take the church and the elected church home out of everyone and all the sleeping virgin will be, and now that bridle's bit, there will come out from the sleeping virgins and all of them back in that day and communism when they'll all meet there and God said, He pleaded with them like he did in the days gone by, you know, there in that valley. And that's where it'll ride to the bridle's bit of the horse. Did you ever get that word? Anyway, from Abraham's seed and his seed, he said, he will appear on the scene one of these days. Just watch him. They'll hate him. But after his message, when judgment will strike the earth, he will get away somewhere so the judgment can strike. And from Patmos vision, we're just about to close. And so they'll be unionized amongst the churches, and they'll unite themselves together, form up the head of the Confederation of Churches, which they've already got the big UN building, and every denomination is in it. And you'll either have to belong to some of those denominations or be ousted. And that's the time where we have to show our colors. You see, that's the time when we have to show our colors and be sure that we know, not a guesswork, not, oh, it's conspiracy theory. No, we have to know our colors. We have to show our colors. But know, thus saith the Lord, when you're standing. The little church has always been in the minority. It's a little bitty group that, a very little thread, like a red string that wipes through the Bible. But it's the church always, and we want to remember it. Finally, from condemnation by representation, he said, those things are not in the Bible, those doctrines, but to be popular, to make themselves a church, to line them up as they are now with the Confederation of Churches, to bring themselves into it, to make like the rest of them, they did that and dwarfed themselves, keep dwarfing. The first generation of Pentecostals was on fire, the second generation began to die out, now, and watch what the third generation will be. It ain't going to go all the way out there because Jesus comes, because the Laodicean church was lukewarm, neither warm nor hot. It still had a little bit of blessing left in it. They was mixed up, one here, one there, and back there. They were mixed up, not altogether cold, but warm. So first generation on fire, second generation, just kind of, you know, church members.
What's the third generation going to be? Oh, they got a creed. You know, they speak in tongues. They do this. But they dress like the world. They live like the world. You know, it's all over. All right, so it's over. So we see that communism has joined to fight. I mean, Catholicism has joined to fight communism under Pope John Paul II. It's done. It's a done deal. Then we see under Pope Francis, the church becoming communist, joining with communism. Okay. So we see where we're at. That's where we're at right now. God is ready to take us home. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your correction to us in this word. And Lord, we just ask that you would give us more further light. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.